Blog Talk Radio.
First job, working as an intern with Will Smith.
Yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fire of Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church, as we unfold and unlock the mystery of the Roman Catholic Church and the slave trade. Unlock the mystery, the hidden hand behind the slave trade, the part that the Roman Catholic Church played, and we're going to unlock and bring things to your knowledge to pass on to your loved ones, sound information, documents, reports, that if you do any type of research, you will see it unfolding by the hand of the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. Everything that have been hidden will be revealed by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. We will bring you step by step every move that the Roman Catholic Church have did to the known world, the slave trade, step by step, we will unfold this in this series. So step it up, spread your books out, and get in where you fit in at. So we're just going to stroll down the international side and see who all have joining us on the international side, and we see all the slots is filled. That's 195 international countries have logged in to this broadcast. And out of New York, flashing for the attendance tonight, the computers is flashing. What's flashing, New York? I don't see nothing flashing on the international side. Okay, 103-028. 103-028. 103-028 is flashing. We're going to find those kids and bring them in. We'll go from now. And one thing about it, C. Royal, this will be a long series because we're going to give you the record. Step by step, everything that the Roman Catholic Church have did to you, how they done everything to you is in writing. And who unfold everything is the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelite. We're going to lay it out, C. Ray. All you have to do is research and whatever your talents is, get in contact with the six anointed camps of 224-600-5579 and see where do your hands fit in to the liberation of your peoples, the 12 tribes of Israel, that must be led by the fourth son of Israel, Judah, in Semitic Yagda. Got it? Good. Let's throw down and find Mr. Tibbs and come out of the international side, and we'll bring him in, and he'll tell you all that's going on and the opening of Voices of the True Israelite, six anointed camps. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, C. Royer.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. as well as C. Royer. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Brother Yagdai, I mean, Brother Mr. Tibbs got a lot of memos and backed up with memos, got all this information, but we only can do what you allow us to do in this short setting of a three-hour broadcast. So, Mr. Tills, we got all international countries, but all the international is spilled. The flops is spilled. It's flashing out of New York, 103028. And that's enough said on my part for now. You're on the clock. What you got to tell this national audience, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast, because we know that there's many of you out there that came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand, and that's without proper teaching. So without further ado, we shall proceed and welcome you to our Yahweh's ministry. And first and foremost thing that we do is talk about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know that you came to seek this information, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use. To use this, open up any search engine currently on any one of your devices. Write on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering and follow the same instructions as for previous use. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahqua Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for our listening members to use. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. There are a few numbers also to reach Yahqua's ministry. We ask that you think to considerably use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yahqua's words. We use a few verses in the Bible to explain why. We look in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, answer not before they have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as you can still imagine, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during the program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has told us in the book of Matthews. Looking at chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh. Also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions, via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing is preparing Yahqua's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahqua's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahqua be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahqua in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered directly by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahqua's ministry. But you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahqua's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Program time is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahqua Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another day for the word of Yahuwah. It's always an exciting day when that happens. Nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word and commend it, only following by others casting the same word we listen to behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking those meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener to pull you away from Yahuwah's word, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but when they're called to speak, they're clearly lost. They have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Yahuwah we created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what I said earlier, what Yahuwah the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew's, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we begin to find out that a man or woman is measured by their works, by understanding the Bible, the things we think, what we do, and what we say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, it tells us, 18, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee thy faith by thy works." But this is why we can't tell you to keep your Bibles open. Research the information we give you, and you'll find out that it is actually true, because we use the Bible to interpret the Bible. We're looking at the dark times right now of Christianity, how they have affected everyone's lives up until today, of the dark times of the Roman Catholic Church, I should say. If you think about it, you're always seeing the Crusades. They were always on some kind of mission, going out to teach indigenous nations about Christianity, to pull them up to their level, to change their way of thinking, you might say. But in doing so, they also changed their race and culture. By visiting these indigenous nations, you begin to find out they started changing their skin texture and color through rebirth. That was another thing that happened. So up until now, you know, we're tutored about these things to learn how they happen. Even in the politics, there was, I think, during the time of the Bush presidency, during 2013, if I'm not mistaken, there was a problem that we were having with the war over in Afghanistan. And everyone was trying to get countries to fall in with them. Oh, help the U.S. fight. They've got nuclear weapons over there. Okay, you do believe what we say, because we're fighting for the freedom, and we want to make sure they don't use any nuclear weapons. Well, when they got there, they dropped bombs and everything they had to do on these people, and later they found out they didn't have what they said. So France, as you might notice, they were asked to come in and help us fight the war, which they reluctantly refused. No, we won't do it. Well, we had got the name French fries from France. I don't think if anyone possibly know that. French toast and French fries. The name came from France. It was told back then that if you don't help us in the war, we're going to stop using the name French fries or French toast. They were threatened that freedom fries was a term that was coined by the U.S. Congressman Walter Jones in response to France's refusal to join the Cambridge in the Iraq War that was by the U.S., launched in the late 2002 and early 2003. He responded to a bill requiring that the Capitol cafeterias relabel French fries as freedom fries. And some restaurants went on with that name change until they realized the people no longer supported the Iraq War and were quietly reverting their names back on the menus. Later, Jones not only denounced his own concept, but turned against the Iraq War. Now, what does this tell you? We listen to things like this. Who makes the rules? Well, we know who runs the company, country. It's the descendants of Esau. Now, look in the Apocrypha at the Ecclesiastics. Looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we're going to look at verses 15, 17, and 18. Let's see what it says. Verse 15, for a while he will abide with thee, but if thou begins to fall, he will not tarry. 17, if an adversary comes up on thee, and thou shalt find him there first, and though he pretend to help thee, yet he shall be undermine thee. 18, he will shake his head, clap his hands, and whisper much, and change his countenance. Doesn't this remind you of all the treaties that was made with the Indians? Over so many times they had made treaties, and the descendants of Esau broke them all times. So we're trying to show you through biblical research how times have changed. Even the Roman Catholics, if they say you were not of the Crusaders, you were against their religion. They will either crucify you or use you as an example. So at this particular time, we're going to get very interested in what we have to talk about. And on the second half, we will come back and label some of these things that we mentioned. Keep the Bibles open. We're getting ready to get right busy. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua, Mr. Taylor. That was excellent on your part, but give the count that was in the room. And I ain't going to try to pronounce it. I know this is the largest class ever that's in this room, and I can see why by these memos that we have. And these memos that we got is, you know, every day is an adventure, and you come back to... And we got a lot of special guests in the room tonight, too. So that count, Brother Mr. Tibbs,
I think
do you mind going over them numbers now?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. If I'm not mistaken, I think that quoted number was 102,028. Which is quite a bit of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. This is why I had asked earlier that everyone keep their Bibles open and continue in the mission that we're giving them. So I'll turn it over to you. Once again, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Well, it's splashing 103,026. It's splashing
103. Yeah. I do apologize about that. That was a number that I had not determined. That meant that we had a large jump in the number of members. I need to re-quote that. I do apologize. That's 103,028. So that's almost a few hundred jump in the numbers and people that came to hear Yahuwah's words this year. I'll make a note of that.
Mm-hmm. And I can I definitely see why, because some information that we gonna get around, it's no doubt about it. I mean, we gonna entertain this. We will definitely break down the things that we'll get to everybody's hand they'll play against the people of the book. And we will break down the Lakatos. We will break down what that means, and we'll give you step by step. And it's also, that's why we need a lot of help that the six anointed camps will be needing for total extra information. A copy is found in Portugal Natural Library. It's a 20-copy decree, laws of Portugal. We talked about that months ago, But this document is written in ancient Portuguese of Portland or Portugal. The document is written in step by step on who these people is, exactly what he wants to be done. And on this document, but it's in ancient Portuguese in the library of Portugal. And you can obtain that by going on your internet and find out more information about all those that computer will savvy and pull up that 20 document. Although we have basically the 20 documents in our hand, but we do want to, but it's all got to be re-rolled back over. So we remember looking at this thing quite a few years ago. So it's a copy is found in the Portugal Natural Library and is written in ancient Portuguese. So now it's not to be translated to our tongue, but we can understand the documents. And the documents is written, it's 20 pages. We gonna take a look at a lot of pages that we do have, but it's more pages that need to be. So we're going to unfold everything. And we're going to unfold everybody's hand, but once not only the six anointed camps got to do with this 20 copy, this 20 copy that you go on your computer and you do your work now and get the copies from the Portugal Natural Library of the laws of Portugal. This document is written in ancient Portuguese of Portugal. Now, on 324, on 324, the title of this fifth book, 324 of the Ordinance, I'm looking for a little bit more because I got little spots in my title, CXV 1IL. The title of CXV IL. Regarding those that were sent to Elmina, ELMINA, and those who go to Guinea without the permission of the king, as well as those that did not apply with the rules and regulations of King Manuel the First. It's a lot of information in them 20 documents that now we're going to give it to you, especially the six anointed camps, because it's information that we need to make sure we clear on how to bring this information step by step, and we're going to do that in the 20-page document once we get a copy, because you go to Google, they'll try to, I heard, translate the copies in English. But like I said again, with the help of the Almighty Yahuwah, we'll be able to get that whole 20 copies and translate it into the language that we speak, so you can see soundly who you are according to their writing, and every move that they made is in that 20-page copy that's in the library of Portugal. It's in the library, 20 pages long. We got a lot of copies ourselves. But like I said, again, we want to do it up all the way. So we need plenty of help to unmask the Atlantic slave trade and everybody else behind it. And it's all written in them 20 documents, step by step, that was told to those that taking the ships and go and search for the Lakatos. And we'll give you more information on Lakatos, LANCADOS. You need to know who is the Lakatos. All this information The six anointed camps will deliver our part, because we will bring you step by step. So we're going to leave it like that, but we're giving you like a little shadow or tidbit that what we own. And we will show you soundly that in Granada, Castile, Lister, LISBON, we'll show you the locations that the children of Yagda, along with Benjamin and the three tribes that was together, because you never know the difference between them by looks. But they knew which one was Benjamin, Levite, and Judah. The three tribes, they always have been together from the southern kingdom. And when they went out, there was a lot of requests made for the peoples by other nations. And we're going to bring all that out. We're going to bring out everything. Like I said, it's going to be a very long series, so we see that we have to take our time, and we'll get at it. So we'll leave it like that for right now. We'll leave it like that and let you know that we will unmask the total step-by-step of the children of Southern and Northern. We're going to bring it all out and put it in your lap. And other camps have picked up on this information, and they are getting ready to do a little thing themselves with us. But like I said, again, that's a good thing, because all we want is the message out. We know who is going to bring the message, but we'll give you the information to do the hardcore research, and it's up to you. But we already clear that our part is to lead this operation. We're clear about that. The six anointed camps are bosses over two Israelites. So we're clear about that part. But in the same token, we know that all the 12 tribes must come together up under one tribe, Yagda Judah. We're clear about that too. So we're clear about a whole lot of things. So now we're going to leave that like it is now, and we're just going to get into it and bring it step by step. We'll get you step by step. This will be a very long series, because all this information must be step by step to get you back, like going to kindergarten, the 12th grade. And remember, mostly every camp that understand this information, they only can get you to a certain level. But after they get you a certain level, then it's up to you to turn them over to the six anointed camps and yourself too. See, you can get them to a certain level, but to get to the level of the six anointed camps, you must turn over to the six anointed camps, because that's the blessing of Yahweh have put on us to take care of his business. So you can see it the way you want to see it, but that's just the way it is. And we will do our part to show you exactly what Yahweh got written in the codes of his book. But it's not a code. It was for those that was that can put they put in the golden the shoe. And that's the six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. All right. Enough said on there. We're going to find Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to get back to something going on. And remember one thing. It's going to be a long series, see, right? But I'll tell you one thing. Take notes. Find out more information. Find out about the 20 copies that's written in Portugal step by step. And we can compare notes with it. And that's the kind of conversation we got to be on, because we're going to soundly show you exactly everything that's been covered. The voices of the true Israelites will reveal it, the six anointed camps. You got it. We're telling you in advance. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh. Well, I'll be with you there, Steve Ray.
Yeah, boy, bless you, see Israel. See Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, there, Brother Yahweh Israel. You know, we know our position, and we know what we got to do, the Six Anointed Camp. So, you know, a lot of people cringe when we talk the way we talk, but one thing about it, we look at the documentation and we can bag it up and go bag it up on what we're saying, and we're going to break down things and hope, probably, they'll do the research on names that the children of the Southern Kingdom was called and the name that the Northern Kingdom was called, and then we're going to run them names back and show you exactly what them names put the finger on, exactly why he was that, because he was told. And we'll read that shortly. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's get something going on tape number 46. Enough talking. Let's get some action going on. You on the clock.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, I believe that, Brother Yahdai Israel. I do believe that. So, but it was already prophesied in 28-37. There was something prophesied in Exodus and Deuteronomy there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Something was prophesied. And can you help me out and tell this national audience, which is the largest class ever that I've attended, what was said in 28-37 of the book of Deuteronomy?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 37 reads, Deuteronomy 28, verse 37, "It shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Yahweh shall lead you."
He said, "You will be an astonishment and a proverb among all nations that the Almighty is going to lead you." Almighty four-letter man going to lead you up into all nations. In the second book of Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 through 16, and then we'll skip down to 20, down to verse 22. And we'll what he said. See, right now, what we need to know is what he said. That's all we need to know. What he said, and have it came to pass, and now you got to find out now how to get out of it. And we're going to show you what he's and how to get out of what he's saying. But this we told in 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16, 20 down to verse 22. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? On the clock, come up.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 through 16, verse 20 through 22 reads, Book of 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land." Verse 15, "Now my eyes shall be open, and my ear attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place." Verse 16, "For now have I chosen and sanctified this family, house, temple, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually." Verse number 20, "Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this family, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations." Verse 21, "This family, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why have Yahweh done thus unto this land? and to this family. Verse 22. It shall be answered because they forsook Yahweh of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other false Yahweh, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore have he brought all this evil upon them.
Mm-hmm. And to bring evil on yourself when you don't understand and you try to teach and leaving out Psalms 11 verse 3. And you try to teach and you leave out Psalms 11 verse 3. What does it say in Psalm 11 verse 3?
Book of Psalm chapter 11 verse number 3 reads. Book of Psalms chapter 11 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the Torah section keep us, the righteous do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here go a case in point. Going to Genesis chapter 10. And we're going to look at a big dignitary in 10. And we look at verse 21 down to verse 25. And listen very careful what you hear. In Genesis chapter 10, verse number 21-25. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 21-25 reads. Book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 21. Unto Shem also, the father of all the family of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. Verse 22. The children of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. Verse 23. And the family of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mesh. Verse 24. Arphaxad begat Salah. Salah begat Eber. Verse 25. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided. And his brother's name was Jotan.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, what was going on in verse number 1 of the 11th chapter, then skip down to 11 to 14. And tell me what was going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. And you might read again 11 down to 17. Very important what we're trying to put on the table. And when we get to a point, the six anointed camp got to be clear how to deal with certain issues that come up with no problem. In the 11th chapter, verse 1, then skip down 11:1, then skip down to verse number, well, I might as well get it from 10. 10, we got to lay this foundation in, 10 through 17. I need 10 through 17 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1, 10 through 17. That's my final verdict. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse number 1, verse number 10 through 17 reads. Book of Genesis 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Verse number 10. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old. And began to fax it 2 years after the flood. Verse number 11. And Shem lived after he began to fax it 500 years and begat sons and daughters. Verse 12. And fax it lived 530 years and begat Salah. Verse 13. And fax it lived after he begat Salah 403 years and begat sons and daughters. Verse 14. Salah lived 30 years and begat Eber. Verse 15. And Salah lived after he begat Eber 403 years. He got sons and daughters. Verse 16. And Eber lived 430 years and begat Peleg. Verse 17. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years and begat sons and daughters.
So he's talking about Eber real good. And out of Eber came this guy. In verse number 25. And out of Eber come this guy. Verse 25. down to verse 27. And out of this guy came, and out of Eber came this guy. Pick up verse 25 through 27. Let's find out, well, who is this guy that came out of here.
Verse number 25. And they heard lived after he begat Terah 119 years, and begat sons and daughters. Verse 26. And Terah lived 70 years, and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Verse 27. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, Haran. And Haran begat Lot.
Mm-hmm. And what do we say is, and Deuteronomy behind that good talk, what do it tell you, what do the Bible tell you to do in Deuteronomy chapter 4? Want to find what the Bible tell you to do in Deuteronomy chapter 4. I'll make up a found about the Yahweh Israel. What do it tell the children of the book? 4, 1, and 2. What it tell the children of the book to don't be associated with? Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, Book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes, unto the judgment, which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Verse number 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish up from it, that you may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I have commanded you.
Mm-hmm. And what he tell us to do in Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104, what did he tell David to do by the minister spirit of the Almighty? Oh, David, do in 119, verse 4 and 104. What did he tell him to do that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 4. Verse number 104 reads, Psalms 119, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
And all the way you're going to get understanding, you must precept your Bible. The only way you're going to understand what he's saying, you got to precept your Bible, but you got to precept to get understanding according to Timothy 3:15 and 16. But this is how you precept your Bible. Precept your Bible according to 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16. I'm going to say that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15 and verse 16 reads, The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15, that from a child you have known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the covenant which is in Yahweh the Son. Verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
In righteousness, huh? So in David was told by the minister spirit in 12, verse 6. He was told a profound statement in 12, verse 6 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And then run it over to 14, verse 7 of the book, same book. So you said, the messenger spirit told David something. What did he tell David in 12, verse 6? What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse number 6 reads, The word of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Mm-hmm. And 14, verse 7, and if you follow that instruction, what he's saying will happen for you in 14, verse 7 of the same book of Psalms.
Book of Psalm 14, verse number 7 reads, "Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Yahweh Judah. Will Yahweh bring it back to captivity of his people? Israel shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad."
So the only way the nation of Israel is going to get salvation, you got to recognize the signs of the time, it must come from out of Yahweh Judah. Your only way back out. And that's what he means by saying, "But you understand this thing, it starts in the brain." So in 54:17 of Isaiah, it starts in your brain. And this is what we're going to bring out in this series, that is, we're going to up the ante even some more to show you they knew the only way to keep you down, they must fuse you in the brain. And as long as they confuse you in the brain, you fumbling around, can't figure out who you are, and your foundation's been destroyed. And that's why people look like you, but in the same token, they not of you, but look like you. And we'll show you what we mean as these lessons unfold through the pages of the book. So we read 14, verse 7. Where are we going from there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Did we got some on the table?
The book of Isaiah 54, verse number 17. Book of Isaiah 54, verse number 17. "The weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, save Yahweh."
So now we understand what this means in Galatians, then. So we understand what Galatians chapter 6 saying in verse 16. So we clear what this saying. So now we clear with that understanding. When we go to Galatians chapter 6:16, we should be on point. Let's get on point there, Brother Yahweh Israel, in 6:16 of Galatians.
Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse number 16. "And as many as walk according to this rule of the covenant, peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of Yahweh."
And that's the way it is. So we go to Proverbs chapter 30. Verse 5 and 6. Can you help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel, as we mount up for a massive attack in the word of Yahweh? See, one thing we're going to soundly show that what Moses said, he says, now, let me tell you something, my kin folks. If you don't believe, but Yahweh is going to show his hand. And Yahweh going to show his hand through the six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite. But one thing about it, the six anointed camps got to be on their P's all the way down to the Z. And thus says Yahweh, it ain't no time to be fumbling around and can't get in where you fit in at and able to deliver when the floodgates come. It's no excuse. If you take these lessons and spread them out and add on to them, you'll be prepared when you called on the time to come. And Proverbs 20:30, verse 5 and 6 says what? Listen good.
Book of Proverbs 30, verse number 5 and 6. Book of Proverbs 30, verse 5. "Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Verse 6, "Add you not unto his words, if he reprove you, and you be found a liar."
So now when we go back to Genesis, now you heard all that good rules and regulations. You heard what the man has said. Now we'll go right back to Genesis and just read it. And let them ponder on it for a minute. That's the way you see it, read it, and I want the six anointed camp to tell me what happened. We're going to read it just the way we see it. All I don't know what will happen. What will happen in the 14th chapter, verse 13? I want to answer from the six anointed camps what happened in 14, verse 13. Read the way you see it there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of Genesis 14, verse number 13 reads, there came one that had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorites, brother of Eshcol, brother of Anar, and the confederate
and what
with
happened?
Abram.
And what happened? What happened, six anointed camp? What happened there? What have happened with all of the information we just laid out before you? Huh? What have happened? What have happened in 14:13? And there came one that escaped and told Abram the Hebrew. Now, where did that come from? Huh? And that's the reason why the children of the six anointed camps understand that when we see words like that, the first thing we'll do, we'll go straight and look what the Bible tells us to do to words like that. We'll go straight and show what do the Bible say when you see statements like 14:13 in your Bible. It'll tell you an EZRA exactly what you're supposed to do. All you got to do, not think outside of the box. Think inside of the Bible. This is what you do when you see statements what we just got through hearing in 14:13. This is what you do in EZRA chapter 62 and 63. Then Brother Yagdai going to come right back with that verse and take care. And the six anointed camp, you must know how to do this. Because this man is not going to save you. And you ain't going to be worth the salt of nothing unless you're able to soundly understand that when you add to his word, you out of the will of the Almighty Yahweh. This is what he tells you to do in EZRA chapter 2, verse 62 and 63. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ezra, EZRA chapter 2, verse 62 and verse 63 reads, Book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. These sought their registry among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, they were as polluted from the priesthood. Verse 63. And the Tishtah said unto them that they should not eat of the most righteous things, that there stood up a priest with Urim and with Tamim.
And when they stand up a priest, but the priest must be guided. That priest must be guided by 1 Maccabees 4:46. Now 4:46, the priest supposed to stand up, but the priest must understand. But you got a brother out here running around hollering about he the priest. I'm the priest. And okay, good. But what about 1 Maccabees 4:46? What you going to do with this verse right here?
Book of 1 Maccabees 4, verse 46 reads, and laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place till there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
Well, you see, the priests and the whole nation of Israel have to understand what the scriptures is saying. You cannot make no move unless the seer show you the way. Then you make your move, the priest. Then you make your move. In 1 Samuel, and we'll precept that. We are precept that to show you what this Bible says. We're going to precept that to 1 Samuel. We're going to 1 Samuel chapter 9. Because one thing about it, we're going to lay the groundwork. But we're going to learn after the verse is read, then we'll comment on the verse after it's read. We're going to the 9th chapter, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 11 down to verse number 13. Let's see what it says, and we're going to 1 Samuel 9, 11 to 13. First Samuel, chapter 9. And we'll pick it up at verse 11 to 13 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. The world is listening. Come on.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse number 11 through 13 reads, Book of 1 Samuel 9, verse number 11. And as they went up the hill to the city, found young maids going out to draw water, said unto them, Is the seer here? Verse 12. And they answered them and said, He is. Yo, he is before you. And make haste now, for he came today to the city. For there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. Verse 13. As soon as you be come into the city, you shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice. And afterwards they eat that be bitten. And therefore get you up, for about this time you shall find him.
And what they not gonna eat, and all I need is two lines in Jeremiah 16:1-2. All I gonna know what they not gonna eat. What is they not gonna eat until the seer get there? What they not gonna eat there, Brother Yahdai Israel, I don't need the two lines. Go on Jeremiah chapter 15, and we'll look at verse 1 and 2. I mean, we'll look at two lines. Verse 16, give me two lines. What is
it? The book of Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your word was found, and I did eat them.
And thy word, the word. So the seer's job is to give you the word. And you got to have patience to make sure you understand. If it's right, don't worry. The seer going to agree with that. But you got to understand the protocol of Yahweh. It works then. He ain't going to change it now. So now, let's run now and deal with that verse. Now, you go ahead on and pronounce sentences on it with no problem, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because understand one thing. Yahweh is not going to save you with the way that the brothers all over the country teach with this word is in front of the peoples of the book. Let's see what it says in 14, verse 13. Now, what is you going to pronounce sentences on there, Brother Yahdai Israel, according to the Bible? Got no mean spirit. Just going to say what the Bible says. What the Bible says in 14, 13 that have to be pronounced sentences on? What is that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse number 13, read. There came one that had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew polluted for descended of Eber.
Excellent. The Hebrew word is polluted. It ain't no such thing as no Hebrew Israelite. And the only way you got to know about the word Hebrew is a sentence of Hebrew. You got to believe the scripture. That word is a concoction word that came from the pits of Satan, the devil. You got to go outside of the book. You can't find no record in the book from coming out of 1021. That Eber got any association with the word called Eber. You ain't going to find it in the book. You got to go outside the book and ask a man something. But we read what Yahweh told us soundly to do in 8 verse 3 of his righteous book. What he tells us to do in 8 verse 3? Deuteronomy.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And he humbled you, suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you knew not, Neither did your father know that he may make you know that man and woman doth live by it, by the man and woman doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman live.
All the way you will find out what the word Hebrew means, you got to read the Bible. And he told you soundly in the 24th chapter, verse 32, what we're supposed to do to get our brain right. Listen what the people around him said in the 24th chapter, verse 32, to get our brain right, what we got to do. This is how we get our brain right. To be able to teach this with a massive attack on the known world according to Scripture. This is where we got to teach. Luke 24:32, what it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 32 reads, Luke 24, verse number 32. They say one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened unto us the Scriptures.
Ain't that something? That's what got to be opened up, see, Royer. That's the game changer. So when we go back to Timothy and read one more time, the third chapter, he said, you're going to get this thing right. What got to be opened up to you in 3:16? So this is how you find out what the word Hebrew means. It is polluted and don't mean jack. He ain't saving no Hebrew Israelites. The word Hebrew, you got to go find the interpretation of man to come up with Hebrew is the father of the Hebrews. Why couldn't you find that in the book? And why would you even say Hebrew is the father of the Hebrews? Because the bottom line is we found that Hebrew, they went straight down from Shem all the way down to Abraham. And then word Hebrew jumped in 14:13. There's no record to the left about no Hebrew. When you add something to it, you add away your blessing and your salvation to Yahweh. He don't need you to add nothing to what he told you. Your blessing is abundant. Your blessing is abundant knowing who you are. And your foundation tell you sounding, coming out of the 10th chapter, that Shem begot Eber, and Eber begot a backslidden all the way down to Abraham. So that word Hebrew, just a crapshoot that's jumped in your book. You got to go find a dictionary and say, well, you know the word Hebrew means crossover of man from beyond or descendants of Eber. Why so? Why can't we just go with by Abraham just descendant of Shem? And just pronounce sentences on the word Hebrew and keep it moving. I know they called many places. Moses, I heard Yahweh say, let the Hebrews go. But that's polluted, see, right? He said, let Israel go. You know why we know that he said that? Hold up, let me show you why we know he said that. Let's go to 4:22 of Deuteronomy, Exodus. Let me show you why we know he said that. Let's go to 4:22 of a book called Exodus. Let's see how we know he said that. What did he say in 4:22 of Exodus?
Well, the Exodus 4, verse number 22 reads, Exodus 4, verse 22. Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, the say of Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
So you see, that's what he said. And that's what he said. Then we go to Jeremiah and precept there in the 31st chapter. We go to the 31st chapter and drop a precept on the way. And look right down at verse number 31. And we just precept the Bible and comment on the precept. That's what we'll do. We'll comment after we hear something read. And that's the game changer. Lose all buck the gum contest and just comment on the reading. What is saying 31 verse 9 of Jeremiah, brother Yada Israel, see Royal?
The book of Jeremiah 31, verse number 9 reads, "It shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the river of water in a straight way, where they shall not stumble. For I'm a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn."
I'm a father to Israel. Do you hear anything him talking about some Hebrew? Some Hebrew? No, see, right? Now we'll go get the foundation of this. Now we'll go get the foundation. We'll go and get the total. See, I mean, the Bible is a beatdown book for those that you ain't got no island yet. Then you go with the beatdown. Let's go to the 49th chapter of Genesis. See, the Bible is a total beatdown book. This is a beatdown book. Listen to this conversation right here in the 49th chapter. And we'll pick it up at verse number, pick up verse 1, get a little meal out of it. And we'll see exactly the foundation of this thing. We're going to the 48th chapter. It's coming from the foundation. 48 verse 1. Let's read a little bit, and let's see what he says, and take it down to verse number 5. Genesis 48, 1 through 5, Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Genesis, chapter 48, verse number 1 through 5 reads, Book of Genesis 48, verse number 1, "And it came to pass after these things, that one told Joseph, Behold, your father is sick, and he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim." Verse number 2. "One told Israel and said, Behold, your son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel straightened himself and sat upon the bed." Verse number 3. "And Israel said unto Joseph, Yahweh Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me." Verse number 4. "And said unto me, Behold, I will make you fruitful, multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people, and will give this land to your seed after you for an everlasting possession." Verse number 5. "And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine."
Yes, yeah, see, right? Now, who said that in verse 2, that Ephraim and Manasseh are going to be mine? Matter of fact, read verse 6, and give me 6. Then we come back to verse 2. Give me 6.
Verse number 6. "Their issue, and thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after your name, after the name of your brethren in their inheritance."
You hear the man saying? What man said all that good talk in verse 2? Who's doing all that tall talking in verse 2?
Verse number 2. "And one told Israel and said, Behold, your son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and stood upon the bed."
He don't put no Hebrew Israelite. The father of the Israelites said that the one that will become later on after 1 Kings 11 and 12 will be called the 10 Northern Tribes. You don't put no other name on him besides what the father put on him. And his father got a lot of wisdom. You know what his father said in 49 verse 1? Do you know what the father of the Israelites says in 49 verse 1? You know what he said? What he said in 49:1?
Look at Genesis 49, verse number 1. "And Israel called unto his son and said, Gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days."
You think he had a special to be able to say what he said? Now he gonna tell you why he was so confident on what he says in 49 verse 1 by bagging up to verse 15 and 16. He gonna tell you why he's so confident on what he's saying. He gonna tell Joseph why he able to say what he's saying by looking right at 48 verse number 15 and 16.
The book of Genesis 48, verse 15 and verse 16 reads, book of Genesis 48, verse 15. And he blessed Joseph and said, Yahweh, before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk, Yahweh which fed me all my life long until this day. Verse 16, the minister spirit which redeemed me from all evil, bless the land, and let my name be named on them, in the name of my father, Abraham and Isaac, let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
Read that again, Brother Yahdaiah. What happened in verse 16?
Verse number 16, Genesis 49, verse 16. The minister spirit, which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lands. Let my name be named on them. And the name of my father, Abraham and Isaac.
Yeah. And let my name be on them. And let my name be on them, see, right? So you see, right? Listen, you know, I know that might sound good. You got a lot of brothers having the brew. We are the brew. And all that kind of, listen, I understand it sounds good, but it's not correctly scripture-wise. That word have no place for the peoples of the book. Hebrew Israelite have no place for the peoples of the book. Here go the foundation. He said, put my name on them boys. That means the one that can become northern kingdom. And what is your name again in verse 2? 48 verse
Genesis,
2. What's your name?
Genesis 48 verse 2.
Yeah.
And one told Israel. Say, behold, your son Joseph cometh unto thee, and Israel strengthened himself and set upon the bed.
Yeah, and Israel, see, right? He said, put my name on them. Now you know, as by 500 years later, it came again. Now here comes the minister spirit to hijack up and shake old Moses up. Come here, Moses, I got something to say to you. Number 6, verse 22 to 27. Let's see, can we find anything that the minister spirit said got to be called at any time east to Israel? We're going to find out now, see, Ray. Now he put a hymn of Moses, the big minister spirit from the Almighty Father and the Son, put a hymn him up and then talk with him eyeball to eyeball and tell him, in Numbers, chapter 6, 22 to 27. They're going to tell them something. What did he say, Brother Yahdaiah Israel?
Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 through 27 reads, Book of Numbers 6, verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, they shall put my name upon the family of Israel and I will bless them.
And what he says in Isaiah 44, Yahdai Israel, what he say once your understanding start enlightening you in verse 6 and kick up to verse 5. What he tell you do in the 44th chapter, verse 6 to 5, then we're going to precept that in the same book and look at verse 21. That's what we're going to do, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to look at verse 21 after we look at the 44th chapter of Isaiah, verse number 6 and 5, because you got a lot of camps. You know, we get memos all over the country, and they like to talk about the brew. I said, I understand something. Why are you calling these people the brew? It sounds good, the brew. That's short for Hebrew. Well, you know, he called them the Hebrew. I said, yeah, but that word is polluted. Huh? Yeah, that's word when you catch the word Hebrew Israel, Hebrew Israel. Y'all misinformed in scripture of the Bible. Although you can read it after. When you read something after the fact, that's polluted. So you got to be able to catch it. See, the writer jump in there and cross you up. But we're able to straighten you up by using the foundation of the word. So now, 44th chapter, once your knowledge starts increasing, this is what will happen to you in verse number 5, 3, then read verse number, 6, 3, and 5. What I want is that I want to hear me some 6. Then I want to hear me some 4, then 5. That's what I want to hear, brother. Y'all. I want to hear me some 6 first. Then go to verse 4. Then come back to verse 5. That's the way we're going to do it. Isaiah 44, verse 6, 4, 5, then verse 21. About the verdict, brother, Yahdai Israel, see Ray, bring it.
The book of Isaiah 44, verse number 6, verse number 4, and verse number 5 reads, the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6, the Savior Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no Yahweh. Verse number 4, and it shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courts. Verse 5. One shall say, I am Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall strive his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
Mm-hmm. 21.
Verse 21. Remember these, O Israel. For thou art my servant, I have formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. You shall not be forgotten of me.
Now read verse 3. Now, if you understand all that, then look what he got laying for you in verse 3.
Verse number 3. For I will pour water upon him and her that is thirsty. Floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed. My blessing upon your offspring.
And that water going to be in 5:26 of Ephesians. I'm going to pour the water on you. I'm going to pour the water on you, Israel. And that water is in 5:26 of Ephesians. I'm going to pour it on you. I'm going to pour it on you. What are you going to do?
The book of Ephesians 5, verse 26 reads, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
I mean, the 6 anointed camps is going to pour the water of the word of Yahweh on you, see, right here. Because you got to understand what the man's saying in Genesis 42, verse 11 and 13. The 6 anointed camps, you got to understand what the man's saying. You got to be able to meet any of these great big old camps. You know, brother tell me about, well, you know, this brother got the largest Israelite camp. It is. I see. I'm saying that. He got the largest Israelite camp. But he only can get them so far that he got to turn them over to the corner camp. As simple as that. I mean, if you want to be truthful, he had the largest camp of Israel from and back there. WCC is 500 million members. They sat into the Roman Catholic Church. But they all in error. They all in error. So laws don't make it right. What make it right, you understand the word of Yahweh. That's why this ministry come behind every ministry to speak up those that got an ear to hear. Large is not the answer. We going to reconstruct from everything in this book and walk it down and put it in your lap. Step by step. And you're going to have to come clean when it's all said and done. Because a person got numbers and don't know who they are and don't understand one thing, he will only put one name on these people. Matter of fact, did we finish that number 6, 22 to 27? Did we get that, Brother Yacht Guy Israel?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I believe
so. What you were saying, Genesis? Huh?
I believe so.
Believe so, Brother Yacht Guy Israel?
Yeah, I'm not certain about that one. Let me just put it that way.
I'll tell you what, for this take's sake, we'll go back and knock that out before we go to Genesis 42, 11 and 13. Let's make sure on tape 46 we find out what the Almighty said. You know, they say you live by every word that the four-letter man, the son, say. So now he don't hijack him to Moses. He's coming over here, Moses. You the Yahweh of the day, and I got to tell you something about the peoples that you is responsible for. Let's see what he says in number 6, 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what he said there, Brother Yagdai. Yes, if we got a double hit on it, it's all right. But what did he say there? Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 through 27 reads. Book of Numbers 6, verse 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family, the nation of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
Now you put them on Hebrew Israelites, or the Brews. See, in the sad thing right here. So when you run into that word Hebrew, it is polluted, see, right here. You can pick your stick on whatever you want to say is polluted. That's a polluted word. You don't attack that word in on Israel unless you want to be part of the status quo. So if you want to be part of the status quo, to make it sound good, you can do what you want to do. But this ministry come behind you to correct things that we need the blessing of Yahweh, and only him get his blessing, like he said in 8 verse 3, man live by what he's saying. Now, if he ain't put no Hebrew Israelite on you, then I behoove you to just stop doing it. Huh? That's all you got to do. Now, in Genesis 42, verse 11 and 13 says what?
The book of Genesis 42, verse number 11, verse number 13 reads, Book of Genesis 42, verse number 11. We are one man's sons. We are true men. Your servants are not spies. Verse 13. And they said, your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. Behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not.
And what is this one man name in 48 verse 2 of Genesis? What is this one man's name? So we all 12 and we of one man. That's all we of is one man. 48 verse 2, what is the one man's name?
Book of Genesis 48 verse number 2. And one told Israel and said, behold, your son Joseph coming unto thee, and Israel strengthened himself and set upon the bed.
And if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? in Genesis 32:24 lets down exactly how many names was given to this man according to what we can read. We go on and find out exactly how many names that came from heaven that told this man exactly what your name going to be from this point on, and he going to precept that to 35, 9, and 10. And let's find out how many names was this man given from the ministering spirit of heaven. We're going to 32:24-30. We might as well read 24-30 and then go right over to 35, 9, and 10. Now, what we're going to try to get is how many names were of this man, because the boy just said plainly to their brother Joseph, we are 12 and we the father of, we is the son of one man. What name is you? What name do you have? You know, we read over there in the book called Deuteronomy 28:37. He said you're going to be a proverb and a byword. But you know what else he also said in 65:15 of Isaiah? Look what he says that's going to happen to you, old nation of the book. He told Isaiah the seer, he said, Isaiah the seer, are you the man I am right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down for the time to come. What he said you was going to do, and the time is now. In 65:15. What he said that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 65:15. You shall leave your name for a curse unto my children. For Yahweh shall slay you, call his servants by another name.
I'm going to slay you because I gave you a name in Isaiah 44:1. Let's see how many names that I give you in 44:1 of Isaiah. Let's count the names that you got in 44:1. How many names was given to you there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 44:1. You're now here, O Israel, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen.
All right, here's one name that was given to you, Israel. So I want to precept that to the 41st chapter, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, you can beat them down by just reading the Bible. And 41 of the same book of Isaiah, he's going to make up a final statement in verse 9 and kick up to verse 8. He says in the 41st chapter of Isaiah 9 and kick up to verse 8. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 41:9. Up to verse number 8. Look about there, 41:9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and call you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you, and not cast you away. Verse number 8. But you, O Israel, are my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
Boy, if that's not some demolition on those that want to continue with that folly, then you go ahead. But here go the foundation. We get ready to read, and exactly, here comes the mental spirit in 32:1 to make sure the mental spirit coming. Let's find who's coming. Let's find what's going on in 32nd chapter, verse number 1. 32:1. Then skip down to verse 24. Let's see what's really going on here. In Genesis chapter 32:1. What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Genesis 32:1. And Jacob went on his way, and the minister spirit of Yahweh met him. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of a day. Verse 25. when he saw that he prevailed not against them. He touched the hollow of his thigh. The hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26, he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. Verse number 7, he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Verse 28, he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has you power with Yahweh and with man, and has prevailed. Verse 29, and Jacob asked him, whose name was changed to Israel, asked him, saying, tell me, I pray you, your name. He said, wherefore is it that thou ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Verse 30, and Israel called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved.
And then Yahweh, he always believed in coming back to you, to tap you on the shoulder, give you a second witness on what he said. So in 35, verse 9 and 10, let's see what the second witness say. And then we'll look at Matthew chapter 12, 31 and 32 and 36 and 37. We're going to see Yahweh always will come right back to you to seize you on point. What he says in the 35th chapter, verse 9 and 10, there, brother Yahweh Israel, seed royal.
The book of Genesis 35, verse number 9 and verse number 10 reads, book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse number 9. And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. Verse 10. Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel.
Hey, that. So you see this, you see what the book is saying, see, right? Now, I'm going to tell you something. The mental spirit said that. Now, let me tell you something what Yahweh said about his mental spirit in Matthew, chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. Now, this is what Yahweh, the Son, said to those that got an ear to hear and time to come. Let's see what he says in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, verse 32, verse 36, and verse 37 reads, book of Matthew 12, verse number 31, before I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men and women, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men and women. Verse 32. Whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven them. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven them, but in this world, even in the world to come. Verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men and women shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37. For by your word, you shall be justified. By your words, you shall be condemned.
So, that was the mental spirit said, that was Yahweh said, if the mental spirit said your name is Israel, and they didn't put no Hebrew or the brew on it, I behoove you to take off the brew and the Hebrew and just call it the way the mental spirit called it. There go your foundation of the name Israel. So that word called Jacob, Jacobite, from that point on, from the right side of the book to the close, you don't use that no more, because he said don't use the name Jacob no more. So you don't become old Jake. You see what that old Jake say? And old Bruce say? So now you don't just do stuff unless you're just trying to, you know, mess yourself up and anybody come in contact with you. Because the word Astar means Israel, Astar. And we go on to Zechariah and show you exactly who is over the land today. But But you can be clear that was a prophecy about the peoples in the land today, who they are. It's written in your Bible. The peoples in the land that are making policies and saying they are you, but according to Zechariah the seer, that's who they are in 9 verse 6. The one that's in the land right now. In 9 verse 6, this was in the land of your land. At least look, I eat a bit of piece of it. In Zechariah 9 verse 6. Who over the land there, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Zechariah chapter 9, verse number 6 reads, and a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod.
And Ashdod is a word that's for Israel. Ashdod. So a bastard is over there in the land of Israel. Them is bastards, see, right? Them is the bastards that have gave you everything that you got now. And that's why when we do get into what the bastards have called you, they only fulfill in prophecy. See, the bastards cannot call you for what you own because their time comes short. So in Revelation 2 verse 9 and 3, 9 says what? So a bastard is the one telling you that you ain't supposed to wear no fringes. You ain't got to keep no feast days. You ain't got to have no righteous gathering. You ain't got to do nothing but believe on what we got written. And we're going to break all that down, but we have to take care of this on the way of taking care of something. Is laying your foundation. But the one that's over in Israel, according to Zechariah 9, verse 6, Ashdod is another name for Israel. A bastard is over there in the land of Israel. They not you. You is scattered. But we got to straighten you up in the brain. That's our mission. The six anointed caps is to straighten you up in the brain. But you got to come clean with thus says Yahweh. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 says what? What does it say that, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Revelation 2, verse number 9 reads, I know your works and your tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yahdai Judah, who were Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
3:9.
Book of Revelation 3, verse number 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Yahdai Judah, who were Jews and are not, but do lie. Well, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
We don't play around with the word Jew. You go in your dictionary and they'll tell you it's short for Jew. It ain't short for no Jew. Jew ain't short on nothing. That's the imagination of a writer. The word Jew ain't short for no, it's polluted for Yahdai Judah. That's what it is. It's polluted. It ain't short for no, you go in your dictionary and read what the word Jew, we are the two Jews. No, you missing born too. The word Jew is a polluted word for Judah. Yahdai and Semitic. Polluted. Put from your brain. Now, sum is all up. And Sirach 10 verse 1, can you help me out there, brother Yahdai Israel in this? Then swing over to 37, verse 23. Let's see what we're working with. We go on to Sirach 10, verse 1. What does it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
A wise seer will instruct his people. And the wise seer is to instruct the six or nine anointed camp. Be prepared for the Brews, the Hebrews, and be prepared for the Jew. We are the true Jew. When they get through talking, say them both of them words is polluted. and prove it to them. Sirach 37:23.
The book of Sirach 37, verse number 23 reads, book of Sirach 37:23. Why Seer instruct his people?
Ezekiel 33, verse 32 and 33 says what? Listen good. Ezekiel 33, verse 32 and 33 says what?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 32. Chapter 33, book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 32. Ezekiel 33, chapter 32. God has a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice, can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do them not. Verse 33, from the paths low, it shall come to pass. Then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 29 to 32, what it say? Ezekiel chapter 18, 29 to 32, what it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 22 through 29 reads.
Make it 29 to 32 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Pick up verse 29 to 32, come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse number 29 to 32 reads. Book of Ezekiel 18, verse 29. You say the family of Israel, the way of Yahuwah is not equal. O nation of Israel, are not my ways equal? And not your ways unequal. Verse 30. Therefore I will judge you, family of Israel, even one according to his ways, saith Yahuwah. Repent, turn yourself from all your transgressions, so sin shall not be your ruin. Verse 31. Cast away from you all your transgressions, sin, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new mind, a new spirit. Why shall you die, O nation, family of Israel? Verse 32. For I have no pledge in the death of him, or her that dieth, save Yahuwah. Wherefore turn yourself and live.
Ezekiel 33, verse 1, 7 through 12, what it say? Ezekiel 33, verse 1, 7 down to verse 12. What it say, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 33.
Pick up verse 1 and skip down to 7 through 12.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 1, verse number 7 through 12 reads. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 1. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse number 7. O thou, son of man, I set you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Verse number 8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, O wicked woman, you shall surely die. If you do not speak to warn the wicked man or woman from their ways, that wicked man and woman shall die in their sin. But their blood will I require at your hand. Verse number 9, nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of their wicked ways to turn from it, if they do not turn from their way, they shall die in their sin, and you have delivered yourself. Verse number 10, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the family of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if I sin, and our sin be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? Verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith Yahuwah, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their way and live. turn you from your evil ways. For why shall you die, O family of Israel? Verse 12. And for thy son
of Solomon again, Father Yahweh. What are you saying, verse 11?
The book of Ezekiel 33, verse number 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O family, nation of Israel?
Ezekiel 3:17-21, a closing statement. So you see, the 600 camps can meet anybody wherever you at. Just by knowing the spirit of Yahweh, he had you bring out things for things to be understood. The people of the book is called by one name, Israel. That's why we tell you at the last of your name, put the name Israel down. And put the blessing over your head. Put down Willie Johnson, Earl, and Roy. And at the end of your name, put Israel. And on those piece of answer machines you got, put the blessing over you and lead by example. Check them old piece of answer machines you have. And at the end of your name, put the name Israel there. And get the blessing whoever get in contact with you. Huh? Get the blessing, remove them, the whatever name you got, leave it there. But at the end of it, would you put Israel there and have the blessing over your conversation? Ezekiel 3:17-21, come on.
The book of Ezekiel 3, verse 17, verse 21 reads, book of Ezekiel 3, verse 17, son of man, I made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man and woman that the righteous sin not, and they do not sin, yet she shall surely live, because they is warned. Also you have delivered yourself.
And that's what the six anointed camps is going to do, is deliver ourselves. So if you know you got on these piece of ass machines and your name and no Israel on the end of it, correct that for the blessing to be over you and whoever get in contact with you. The blessings is in the fringes and the name. Israel. Put that on your machines. He said, now, if you don't tell them that blood is on your hand, and then I'm going to take away your sweet sleep. But I love my sweet sleep. Father Yahweh Israel, until we meet, until we get some Thursday evening, you're on the clock for your clothes. What's your clothes is, Father Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Hallelujah, quah, hallelujah, quah, hallelujah, quah. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, a sea royal. Great work, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, quah.
And that's what it's all about, sea royal. Listen. You know, you got these old piece of ass machine, you meet people in the street, you meet people on the bus, you meet people in your car, you meet people everywhere. Put your name Israel at the end of your name for the vision. See, when the seer warns you and you don't do it, that's on you. Remember one thing, as I checked last night, those seer had him some sweet sleep. And guess what? I got a strange feeling tonight. You'll give him some more sweet sleep. See, right here, when we tell you something, it's because you have other folks bring out something to tell you something. Put the name Israel at the end of your name, and when you meet people, they say, what's your name here? I said, well, my name is Willie Jack Mack Israel. Okay, good. Mr. Tibbs in, get his final thoughts and dust says Yahweh, and we'll bring the mothers in and go in for the clothes. When you, brother, Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock, but you're closed. The world listening, come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast of a glorious number of listeners, which amounts to be 103,028. And we know that we all came with that number to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand, and that's without proper teaching, to see those things that most of us can see and others can never find. We touch those things that most of us here can touch, others can never feel. And it's the uninformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 says, verse 12, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. 13, and who is he that will harm you if he be followers of that which is good? Well, there's a lot of us that are here for the good of Yahweh's word, and that's obvious for the number of people attending. Most of us here come to commend it, add unto it, and some cast the same words they listen to behind their back. And obviously, that's not so good for others learning the words of Yahweh. These are what we call raving wolves in sheep clothing. They come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahweh things. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the ones you have to realize. We're here for one reason, not who sits on your left or who sits on your right, to spread rumors. That's to teach the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the books as you have seen us do. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for this is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is from Friday, from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyehdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One should be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering. Follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry, it is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar
check out your calendar, you know, for the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. The calendar explains in detail what each feast day is, how long they last, and what they're all about. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, at this time, we're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael, at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects, related topics, or even you can state how our program was liked by you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yakwa's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yakwa's words. We have a few verses that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, says, answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other comes in the book of James, looking at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as you can imagine, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh. And once again, we also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions, via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. I get tongue-tied just trying to mention all these things he does. And the most important thing is preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by the creation of Yakwa to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But, as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100%, and he began to find that that was impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 or later. To open up any search engine, we'll get you there by entering three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose any program that you would like to listen to, or even the one you were late logging in. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, I think thus far it's been exciting, all the stuff we have learned about Yahweh's word up to now. And we find that nothing has changed except the other people that have come to listen to more of Yahweh's word, commend it and add unto it. Only if following by others listen to the same word we hear, casting it behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking the verses' meaning another way. Along with deceptive listeners, noise makers, the complainers, flipping pages to look like they're paying attention, but as I said before, when they're called to speak, they're completely lost. They have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that if that's all possible. Because if anyone ever said they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I said about the impossible earlier in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So as we begin to learn what the Bible means to us, we begin, the Bible explains to us, a man and a woman is also measured by their works, as the things we think, do, and say. We look into the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." So I would imagine that we all want to be blessed in our deeds that we do. So we don't want to just hear the lessons. We want to do what it says. After we receive these lessons in the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to Scripture, don't be led by friendly deception, a deceiver, trying to give you Yahweh's words in a reverse meaning. Remember, we were given a choice, and we do know what is correct as a choice. Because in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19, gives you an example why. 19 says, "I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live." Well, I guess you don't have to tell me any more than that. I definitely know what Mr. Tibbs would choose, and a few others out there also. So keep those Bibles open. Choose life. Choose Yahweh's understanding. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahweh."
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Taylor. That's action again on your final close of tape number 46, and that's what it's all about. See, we prepared to do a service for the nation of Israel. Our service is to get the word to the six anointed camps and be prepared. Don't be fumbling around when you're on the clock, because you will be called to the clock. One random royal blue garments with them fringes on, got the name, if the last their name is, you will be called to copy. To make all six camps proud when you on the clock. You will always be outnumbered. Now remember one thing, you're not outnumbered because you carry the word of Yahweh with you. You got your fringes on, and you got that last of your name, Israel. So the blessing of Yahweh will take it from there. So we meet the Moses out of camp one, and I'll tell you what he'll do for you. We're going to read what he'll do for you. The Moses out of camp one. Mother E, Israel. Mother Z, Israel. Out of camp one. Tribe of Yahweh, Judah. They know their tribe they from. Mother E. Yahweh, Bijan, El Seer, are you?
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, Steve Roy, and Lou Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Brother D up Israel, coming out of the headquarters camp, Camp 1. Mother D up Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Yahweh be to their seed right here.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you know, we're getting ready to go into to really tighten it up, but we have to make a little detour to lay that foundation for we make sure we talk it right. But now let's see if we get a few verses, get it all warmed up for tomorrow, special edition called Thursday evening. Mother E, let's see if we get something warmed up that what was told today, but what was said in 12 verse 3. We'll make it 1 Kings chapter 2, 2 through 4. Mother E, we open up and we open up the closing of this in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 4. What does it say?
Book of 1 Kings. Chapter 2. First Kings, chapter 2.
Yeah, what is it saying? First Kings 2 down to verse 4. What does it say?
Okay, book of First Kings, chapter 2. Verse 2 to 4. Verse 2, I go thy way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Verse 3, and keep the charge of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his way, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment and his testimony, as it is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whatsoever thou turn thyself. Verse 4, that the Yahweh may continue his word which he speaks concerning me, saying, that thy children take heed to this way, to walk before me in truth with all their mind and with all their soul, that they shall not fail thee, said the Yahweh, said the man on the throne of Israel.
Let's go to 12th chapter and pick up verse 3. So you see the man saying, you see, now that was David telling his son. He said, my boy, I'm going away like everybody else. But I'm going to tell you something, son. If you want this thing to continue the way I'm passing over to you, keep them first 5 books. Make sure you not only know about it, but be a doer of it. Let's go to 1 Kings 12 and pick up verse 3 there, Mother E. What does it say?
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 3, that they may sit and call, that they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel come and speak unto Rehoboam, saying, verse 4, the Father made our yokes.
Read that verse 3 again now. Mother, let's read you just verse 3 alone. That's it. All I want is 3. 1 Kings 12, 3.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 3. That they sent and call him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and speak unto Rehoboam's friend.
Yeah. So now we got to find out a little bit more about this. Let's go to Acts 13 for a minute, Mother 8. Let's go to Acts chapter 13, verse 22 to 23, and Mother D.F. Israel, me 1 Kings 14, 7 through 10, and 15 to 16 waiting on me. Now, David is from the southern kingdom. Matter of fact, he was the whole 12 tribes, him and Solomon. So Paul going to come back, and Peter, they're going to rehearse the righteous act in Acts 13, verse 22 and 23. What it says in, Mother E, what it says in Acts 13, 22 and 23. Yeah, Acts 13, 22 and 23. What is
the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22 and verse 23. Verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave the testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, mine, which shall fulfill all my will. Verse 23, of this man seed has Yahweh, according to his promise, raised up Israel, a servant of Jesse.
Mm-hmm. So he says, out of this man's seed, he raised up the one that gonna take care of Yahweh's business. So Yahweh's business will come out of the seed of David. The one that's going to take care of Yahweh's business, it will come out of the loins of David. And one thing about it, the world know that. They know that. Now, Mother E, let's go to 12, verse 7 and 8. Let's precept that real quick. Zechariah 12, 7 and 8. So now here's the point. We don't get nothing else out of this lesson. Hope we get the whole lesson. Out of the seed of David. David is going to be the one to take care of his business. David is dead now. So out of his loins, the business got to be taken care of out of the regathering the 12 tribes of Israel. It must be a descendant of the seed of David. The world know that. And what else the world know in Zechariah? You see the word tent? It means a camp. Let's see what it says in 12, 7, and 8 there, Mother Ali. What it says.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7 and verse 8. Yahweh also shall say the camp of Yahweh Judah first, that the honor of the standard of David and the honor of the inhabitants of Yahweh Judah do not magnify themselves against Yahweh Judah. Verse 8, in that day shall the Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Yahweh Judah, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the family of David shall be as Yahweh, as the ministering spirits of the Yahweh before them.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying? He's saying that the other 11 camps and the world got to look upon Yahweh Judah as the Yahweh of the one that can get them where they got to get to. Until they respect level get to, understand one thing. The 11 tribes, mm-hmm. It ain't but one way back. It's when you look upon Yahweh Judah and see them as the closest Yahweh you're going to get to. Because they carrying the message to get you where you got to get back to. Now, Mother G.F. Israel, I know you're holding 1 Kings chapter 14, 7 through 10, 10, and then 15 and 16. But back up to 1 Kings 12, verse 3, and let's bring it in again. Mother D of Israel, what it says in 1 Kings 12, verse 3? Yeah, bring that verse in first, then we'll come on down here. 1 Kings 12, 3 first, come on.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 3. That they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying.
Mm. So Rehoboam, this is the leader of the 10 northern tribes. So all the 10 northern tribes, conversation that was to be said to him, and let's read some of this conversation in 1 Kings 14, pick up verse 7 through 10, and 15 and 16. Let's read some of this conversation. Let's see what's going on with the northern kingdom called Israel. 1 Kings 14, 7 through 10, 15 and 16, come on.
1 Kings chapter 14, verses 7 to 10, 15 and 16. Verse 7. Go tell Jeroboam, thus says Yahweh of Israel, for as much as I exalt you from among the people and made you prince over my people Israel. Verse 8. And rent the kingdom away from the family of David and gave it you. And yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my Torah instruction and who followed me with all his mind to do that only which was right in my eyes. Verse 9. But hast done evil above all that were before you, for thou hast gone and made you another Yahweh and molten image, and provoked me to anger, and hast cast me behind your back. Verse 10. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the family of Israel. They said Israel. Let's see, I got Judah.
And Israel, Northern Kingdom, there, Mother Dear. You're talking about Jeroboam of the Northern Kingdom. Come on.
Okay. And we'll cut off from Jeroboam him that hisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the family of Jeroboam, as a man take away dung till it be all gone. Verse 15. For Yahweh shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the rivers, because they have made their groves provoking Yahweh to anger. Verse 16. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, whom did sin and who made Israel to sin.
Mm. So Jeroboam was the leader of the northern kingdom, and Yahweh started with the northern kingdom. Jeroboam, he made Israel to sin. He said, y'all the worstest thing that I ever seen. He said, y'all is the worstest thing I ever seen. I'm going to whoop y'all. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 18. So we got to understand something. When you talk Israel, you got to be clear about what you're talking about, northern, southern kingdom. He's talking about the northern kingdom. He said, y'all have done some things, so now I'm going to have to whoop y'all. No doubt about it. And how I whoop you? By the hands of men. Let's go to 18, chapter 2 Kings, that mother day of Israel, pick the verse 5. Pick the verse 5. And break down to verse number 12. Let's see exactly what happened. But he gave him heads up, I'm going to get you. All the kingdom, I'm going to get you. Let's see what happened in verse 2 Kings, verse 5 to verse 12.
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 5 to 12. Verse 5. He trusted in Yahweh of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Yahweh Judah, nor any that were before him. Verse 6. For he cleaved to Yahweh and departed not from following him, but kept his Torah instructions, which Yahweh commanded Moses. Verse 7. And Yahweh was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. Verse 8. He smote the Philistines, even unto Gaza, and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. Verse 9. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of King of Israel, that king of Assyria came up against Samaria and besieged it. Verse 10. And at the end of 3 years they took it, even in the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. Verse 11. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Samaria, and put them in in harbor by the river of Gaza, and in the city of Mies. Verse 12. Because they obeyed not the voice. Verse 12. Because they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, their Yahweh, but trespassed his covenant, and all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded, and would not hear them, nor do them.
So he says the reason that the northern king got blasted, even to this day, because they would not obey. They would not obey in this book. That's the reason the northern kingdom right now in bad shape today, because they would not obey what's written in the Bible. So the reason why the northern kingdom now is all of what they're doing now, all up in the Roman Catholic Church, ain't got a clue who they are. Because they refused to obey covenant that was written by Moses. Now, Mother E, let's run to the 13th chapter of second book of Ezra. And let's see what's going on in the second book of Ezra, 40-47. So they was put in trouble, because they promised they don't obey. Now let's see what happened in the second book of Ezra 13, verse 40-47. And what happened next? Now they lost their land. They're no longer in Samaria. Now they lost. But now all of a sudden they start thinking good, and they came up with a plan. And what is they plan to do in 2 Ezra 13, verse 40-47? What's they plan, Mother E? Come on.
Second book of Ezra, chapter 13, verse 40 to 47. Verse 40. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoner out of their own land in the time of Hosea, the king, whom the king of Assyria led away captive, and he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. Verse 41. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they wouldn't leave multitude of the nation and go forth into a far further country where never mankind dwell. Verse 42. That they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land. 43. And they entered into Ephraim by the narrow pass of the river. 44. For the Most High then showed signs for them and held still the flood till they were passed over. Verse 45. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same religion is called Assyria. 46. Then dwell they there until the latter time, and now when they shall begin to come, 47, the highest shall say, the spirit of the stream against that they may go through. Therefore, as thus the multitude will peace. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough. So now we got Northern Kingdom. They have left the coast of the Western world, now they're in the Western world of Shem. That word called Osiris is polluted for Shem. Shem's land is the world also. So that's a polluted for Shem, Osiris. That means a land where no man have dwelled, and that's the Eastern world. So the 10 northern tribes, their name is Israel. And they left by knowing their name Israel. Now they done picked up a name called Indian. So you know what they done did? This is what they undid. They fulfilled prophecy in 65, verse 15, that movie. So now the children of Israel, now they call all type of names, Puerto Rican, Mexicans, Cubans, Peruvians. They call everything now. But you know what they really did in 65, verse 15? Now they left the first batch of the 10 northern tribes. They left. And they made it to the Western world, which you call today America, which polluted for the second land of Shem. They have done what in 65:15, as we speak today? What they have did now?
Isaiah?
Yes, ma'am. 65:15. What they have done in 65:15?
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 65, verse 16, that he who blessed himself in the earth shall bless himself in Yahweh of truth, and he that swears in the earth shall swear by the Yahweh of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes.
That's real nice. Now, look at 65:15 one more time, real carefully. That's real nice. Look at Isaiah 65:15 real carefully, and bring that again there, Mother E.
Isaiah chapter 65:15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my soul, but Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servant by another name.
So the northern kingdom, they have left the name Israel, and now they're upon a curse name. They call Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Cubans, and Peruvians. They call everything. If you tell them they're Israel, they look at you like you're on, curse them out. Are you talking about me? No, I'm not talking about you. And they, now they pull out that old sharp knife on you when you call them Israel, because they have left their name for a curse. Because the bottom line is, when you break away from this covenant, Yahweh will, and that's why we have to redeem you in the brain. So we come on this this broadcast to redeem you in the brain. And how are we going to redeem you? Let's go to Isaiah 29:18 now, Mother E. This is how we're going to redeem you. 29:18. And Mother D of Israel, help me, Isaiah 42:6-7. And then we'll pick it around about 16, and we'll read a little bit till we get our point. Let's see how will it of Israel be redeemed. What got to happen for the northern kingdom? Isaiah 29:18 there, Mother E. What got to happen, Mother E?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29:18 reads, Isaiah 29:18. And in that day shall the deaf hear the word of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Oh, Moe, what do the blind northern kingdom got to hear? What they got to hear according to 29:18? What they got to hear? They got to get a big belly full of what?
The word of Yahweh.
Oh, but yeah, that's real good. But what do you say they got it? Where them get the word of Yahweh from?
Oh,
according to verse 29.
Out of the book.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Mother E. They got to get it out of, they got to hear some book. The only way they're going to get it right, they got to hear. So you got to keep that in your mind. All that telling about where we going, where we been, no, you don't need that. You need to know about my story, where I'm going, where I've been. What you need is a whole big barrel full of what? What they need, Mother E?
The book.
Now, precept that to Proverbs 6:23. Precept that to Proverbs 6:23 now, Mother E. Precept that. So they got to hear the book. So you see what we got to do for those of the world, especially of all the other tribes. They got to hear the book. So we got to make sure when we step out, we got our fringes on and we got the book. The only way back, they got to hear some book. Proverbs 6:23 says what?
Proverbs chapter 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the Torah instruction is a light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life.
The Torah instruction, that's that book, first five books. You got to give them a big belly full of the first five books. Mother E, let's get another one in real quick. They got to hear the book. let's look at what he says. They got to hear the book. Let's run to Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and give me a closing statement. 11 down to verse 11 through 13, a closing statement. We'll do it that way. Let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. Let's see what it says there and give me a closing statement. Yes, ma'am. 11 through 13, a closing statement.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11 through 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse 12. The night is worse spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rottenness and drunkenness, not in trembling and wantonness, not in strife and envy.
Mm-hmm. So we ain't got time for no chucking and jiving. That's what he's saying, that mother. We ain't got no time. The six anointed camp got no time. They want to chuck and jive. If you want to hear the book, come see us with the book. Close the statement, that Mother Z, until we get in again on a special edition call Thursday evening, what your closing statement is? Come on.
Just that thanking and praising Yahweh for the class, thanking and praising Yahweh for this year, and asking Yahweh to bless his people. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. Hallelujah. And we're trying to give you a blessing. And the blessing is you first got to unite up under the word, and that's the game changer. So that's what we got to do. That was excellent, Mother E. Now, Mother D of Israel, what you working with over there in Isaiah 42, verse 6, 7? Let's get down to verse 16. Let's read a bit and see what we can get out of this. Let's go to Isaiah 42, 2 7, and pick up verse 16, and we'll read until we get our point. Isaiah 42, verse 6 and 7 says what? Come on.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6 and 7, skip to 16, verse 6. Yahweh has called you in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep you, and give you, and give you for a covenant of the peoples, for a light of the Gentiles. Verse 7. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. Verse
good.
16.
Right there. Good. That's stuff right there. Now you see, over the Gentiles' eyes to bring them out of darkness, bring them out of prison, all that stuff. Let's go to 4 verse 12 through 17 and find who we're talking about. Who eyes got to be? Matthew chapter 4. And we pick up a verse and find out 12 through 17, who eyes supposed to be open, and let's see what we can get out of it. Now, who eyes got to be open? The Gentiles, right? You got to open the Gentiles' eyes and bring them to prison. 4:12 of Matthew, let's read a little bit.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now when Yahweh the Son had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is up on the seacoast and the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 14, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Elijah the seer, saying. Verse 15. Is that Isaiah? The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee and the Gentiles. Verse 16. The people which sit in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Continue.
Yeah, but who's he calling? Who's he calling Gentiles their mother? Is he up Israel? Back up, find out. Who's he calling a Gentile? Who is that?
Zebulun and Naphtali.
And who is them?
The Gentile.
Who is Zebulun?
That's right, they are Israel.
So Israel is called Gentiles too. So Israel is called Gentile because they sit in the darkness as we speak. But the only way Israel can come out of this darkness, we go on to Jeremiah 31 and get a closing statement. Let me show you how Israel, northern kingdom, the Gentiles. The only way they're going to come out of this darkness that they're in right now, they got a pipe full of money, skinning and grinning. But all they're going to come out of this darkness, the Bible will tell them what they got to do. In the 31st chapter, verse 4, down to verse 6, in a closing statement. Let's see in Jeremiah 31, verse 4 to 6. Let's see exactly what the Gentiles of the northern kingdom, kindle and tribe, what they got to do to come out from under this darkness they up under. Jeremiah 31, 4 through 6 in the closing statement, that mother, D of Israel, exit on your part too. Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 4 to 6. Verse 4. Again, I will build you, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with your and shall go forth in the dance of them that make merry. Verse 5. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountain of Samaria, and planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchman up on the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise you, and let us go up to Yahdah Judah, unto Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
Now, Mother Israel, I got a question for you before you get to close. The only way northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, is going to get back up on the banner of Yahuwah, what they got to do according to Scripture?
Go to Yahdah Judah.
Excellent. That's the only way back. If you can't find Yahdah Judah, you ain't got nothing coming but a big belly full of hellfire when it's all said and done. Until you find Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, the six anointed camps, and come in with big ears and a little mouth, right now you got a great ticket from hellfire. Closing statement, that mother D up Israel until we get it again on a special edition called Thursday evening. So we're going to set the foundation now. We can get back to what we own. That one thing about it, we got to get the name right and all this good stuff. Closing statement, mother D up Israel, coming out of Camp 1, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. What's your closing statement is coming up?
James chapter 4, verse 11. Speak not evil one to another, brother or sister. He that speaketh evil of his brother or sister and judge his brother or sister speak evil of the Torah instruction and judgment and judges the Torah. But if thou judgest the Torah, thou art not a doer of the Torah, but a judge. Verse 12. There is one Torah giver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, you might well swing to 1 Timothy chapter 5 and give me 19 and 20, and then I'll take it from there. Just put that on the table. 1 Timothy 5, 19 and 20.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20. Then them that sin, rebuke before all, that another also may fear.
So all the rules and regulations is on table, see, right? If we want to do Bible, you got to understand one thing. You must find the lead tribe. The lead tribe is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. Every other tribe is supposed to check in and get what they're supposed to do in thus says YHWH. And that's just the rules and regulations. And once you understand one thing, you might call yourself Prince this or Princess that. Understand one thing, you must have a seer in the midst of you. And the elder men's and women's will be there to counsel you. That's why we tell you, call the number. Stop leaning on your own understanding because you're not getting the blessing of Yahuwah. Put some fringes on, and when you meet your brothers in the street, at the last of your name, you tell them you Israel. Tell them you Israel. And I'm on piece of ass machines. Put Israel at the end of your name. Because you want all the blessings you can get. Because Mr. Wicked is going to turn up some more. But you got the game changer in YHWH. The more they turn up, that's a good thing. Because this thing got to come to a head. That's why we got to get all the blessings we can get in Yahuwah. And how you get the blessing in Yahuwah? Do his will. Put that name Israel and have that blessing all running all down your lap. Israel. Until we meet again on a special edition called Thursday evening, Yahuwah be with you all. Do the Bible as is written. Yahuwah bless everybody until the special edition called Thursday evening, kickoff tomorrow at 6 p.m. Shalom to all. From the mothers and the elders, brothers and sisters. Come
on. Just say.